Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're in the Lone Star State to discuss Texas Representative Jody Arrington, the powerful chairman of the House Budget Committee and a key voice on fiscal policy for the Republican Party.
He holds a very influential gavel. Before we get into his work as budget chairman, let's talk about his background. He had a very diverse career in public service and the private sector before ever being elected to office.
He really did, and it's a career that took him to the highest levels of government. Jody Arrington is a West Texan through and through, a graduate of Texas Tech. His public service began working for then-Governor George W. Bush. When Bush went to the White House, Arrington went with him, serving as a special assistant to the president and managing the presidential appointments process. After that, he served as chief of staff at the FDIC during a critical time for the banking industry. He then returned to Texas to become a vice chancellor for the Texas Tech University system, focusing on research and technology commercialization. And just before his congressional run, he was the president of a company focused on healthcare innovation. So he has this incredibly varied resume that touches on the White House, banking regulation, higher education, and private business.
That's a lot of experience to bring to a freshman campaign. How did that background prepare him to represent his district when he was elected in 2016?
It made him a natural fit for Texas's 19th district. This is a vast, deeply conservative district that includes Lubbock and Abilene, and its economy is driven by two main things, agriculture and energy. His deep roots in West Texas and his ties to Texas Tech, a major research university and employer in the region, gave him instant credibility. His resume showed a consistent focus on economic and business issues, which resonated with the district's pro-business, fiscally conservative voters. He ran on a platform of reining in federal spending, unleashing American energy, and supporting the ag industry, priorities that perfectly matched the concerns of his constituents.
And that focus on fiscal issues has now led him to one of the most important jobs in the House, chairman of the Budget Committee. What does that role entail?
The House Budget Committee is responsible for drafting the annual budget resolution for the entire federal government. As chairman, Arrington is the lead architect of the Republican Party's fiscal blueprint. His job is to set the overall spending levels for the government, outline the party's tax policy vision, and put forward proposals for addressing the national debt and deficits. It's an incredibly powerful and challenging position. He has to unify the different factions within his own party, from defense hawks to staunch fiscal conservatives, around a single budget document. He then becomes the lead messenger and negotiator for his party in all fiscal debates. It is the central hub for all spending-related policy.
So what are his specific priorities as the nation's chief budget writer for the House Republicans?
His priorities are very clear and consistent. His number one stated goal is to reduce the national debt and put the country on a more sustainable fiscal path. The budget resolutions he has put forward have called for significant cuts to non-defense discretionary spending. He is a strong proponent of work requirements for social safety net programs and has advocated for reforms to mandatory spending programs like Social Security and Medicare to ensure their long-term solvency. Beyond just cutting spending, his budget framework also heavily emphasizes pro-growth policies, like maintaining lower taxes and reducing regulations, particularly for the energy sector, to stimulate the economy.
It sounds like his work as budget chairman is a direct extension of the promises he made to his West Texas constituents.
Absolutely. His national platform is perfectly aligned with the values of his district. When he advocates for unleashing American energy, he's speaking for the oil and gas producers in the Permian Basin. When he talks about supporting agriculture, he's representing the cotton farmers and ranchers, who are the backbone of the West Texas economy. And when he champions fiscal conservatism and limited government, he is reflecting the deep-seated political culture of his region. His career has come full circle. A West Texas native who went to Washington, gained a wealth of experience, and has now returned to a position of power where he can champion the very issues that matter most to the people back home.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.